Moses said to the people of Israel, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen." Well, there would be a series of prophets after Moses, starting with Joshua, but none of them had it quite like Moses did. His relationship to Yahweh was special. The Lord had sent him to do signs and wonders in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and his servants. Through Moses, the Lord had revealed his mighty power, and he did great deeds of terror in the sight of all people. The Lord knew Moses face to face. The Lord spoke with Moses mouth to mouth, and Moses beheld the form of Yahweh. Things had changed at Mount Sinai. There on the day of the assembly, the Lord from the mountain had spoken with his people. He had spoken out of the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the great darkness. With a loud voice, he spoke to the people. He gave them his holy law, and they were afraid. He did this not because the people were so worthy of the honor of his speaking to them, but he did this because they needed to hear what he had to say. They needed his words. They needed him. And so the leaders of the people came to Moses and they said to him, "Behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. This day we have seen God speak with man, and man still live. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, we shall die." And the people asked Moses to go and to be the one to listen to God and speak for him. And the Lord heard the people and saw that they were right in what they had spoken. They wanted to live, and God saw, and he was merciful to them. And so Moses became the intermediary between God and his people. And Moses is the prophet, but God promises to raise up another. Like Moses, this one will have the authority of one of God's prophets. He will have a relationship to the people and to God's word as Moses did. This prophet will be an authorized intercessor, a mediator between God and his people. He will be a prophet from among them, a son of Israel who stands with his people. He will obey Yahweh and speak his word. And so the people had better listen to him and not fall prey to those prophets who speak with another authority and with words other than those of Yahweh himself. It is through this prophet that the people will have the most intimate contact with God. In time, God keeps his promise and he sends the prophet. God himself comes. He comes not in thunder and earthquake, not in fire and smoke, but as man, like Moses. He takes on human flesh because Moses was human flesh, as were his people. He puts on humanness like ours because our very humanity had been thoroughly corrupted by disobedience to God. And we, like the people at Sinai, cannot stand before a righteous God and hear his speaking to us. We can't deal with him. Sin is the problem. The people at Sinai knew that their death was held before them through the voice of God from the mountain, through his words to them, the law. They desired a good and gracious word for him, but they were afraid, and God saw it. And so he sent his promised prophet, to tell how it is with us and how it is with God. Moses himself would be like this in a lesser way. He would intercede for the people before God, and yet he would suffer as their mediator, and he would eventually die and go to the grave. But God had promised another. God's own son comes. He comes to be with his people, to be the prophet, to speak God's word to them, to be the word for them. The Son's glory is manifest in what he says and does, not in fire or smoke or thunder, but in signs no less amazing, no less revealing of his divine power. In words and works, he reveals the heart of God and his enduring love and compassion for his people, those lost in sin. The Son's glory is manifest in his willingness to suffer and die the death of a sinner. He is the one that is accused of being false. His words and works are criminalized. He bears the cross, despised and cursed, and God himself forsakes the prophet. And he dies and goes to the grave. This is what becomes of God's promised prophet. This is the one God sends. And this is the one to whom we are to listen. Well, none of this makes any sense unless we understand that in Deuteronomy, at Mount Sinai, with the giving of his holy law, God himself undertakes to die for his people. This is his way of keeping his promise. And none of this makes any sense unless we see that through the death of this prophet, God's own son, that God deals with the sins of his people. And none of this matters except that this prophet, the Son of God, rise from the dead and live forever, and we with him. This is how God keeps his promise. The Lord God has raised up for us a prophet. He calms our fears, he comforts our troubled hearts. He sees our distresses, and he responds with compassion. He hears our prayers and is merciful. And with his prophetic words, he speaks forgiveness, salvation, life, and peace with God. If there had only been Moses, if only a man, we would still be lost in our sins. But there is the one that God raised up, Jesus Christ, man and God, who died and lives again. And we shall hear the voice of the Lord our God, and we shall not die, but we shall live. Amen.